From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today you'll hear from Aaron Bozinski and Jackie Music about the Sky Art Peoria project. Aaron is part of the planning committee, and Jackie Music was recently announced as one of the five winners whose artwork will be featured in this year's Sky Art Peoria. I will note that Sky Art Peoria is an Arts Partners initiative, and Aaron also serves on the Arts Partners Board of Directors. Aaron and Jackie, welcome to Out and About.
Thanks, Jen.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So Aaron, let's start with you. You've been involved with this project for quite some time. Can you just give everyone who's listening kind of a bird's eye view of what this project involves and why it's important to the community?
Sure. So I'll start with what the project is. Sky Art Peoria is an Arts Partners billboard artwork call for entry competition where artists submit their artwork for consideration by a jury. And the program is made possible by a partnership with Adams Outdoor Advertising. And the artists who are selected have their work produced at billboard scale and hung throughout our Peoria community, where they're viewed by thousands of local residents and visitors to Peoria. So a little bit about the jury process is that this year there were over 150 works of art submitted by local artists. And those artworks were provided to our eight jurors for review. And this year, for the very first time, the process was done remotely due to social distancing. It's a blind jury process, so the jurors review all the artwork images without receiving any identifying information about the artists. And their process of reviewing the artworks, it takes time, energy, and really careful consideration, and the jurors involved had a lot of good discussions together as a group and put a lot of thought into their decisions.
And can you tell us, Jackie, like what was your initial reaction when you found out that the piece that you submitted had been selected and that it's going to be reproduced at such a large scale? What's your reaction to that?
I was so shocked and thrilled. And then just to imagine it on that scale is wild. It's wonderfully exciting.
And we should note that this competition allows for a wide variance of mediums to be submitted for the juried process. Aaron, can you walk through some of the types of art forms that the jury is looking through as they jury the works?
Absolutely. So you're right. There is a variety of mediums that are submitted, and it's just required that the artists scale them to the appropriate sizing for the billboard specs. And we typically see sculptural work, or in Jackie's case, fiber works that are also included with digital submissions, painting, photography, and then even some installation artworks, drawing, and printmaking processes come into play too. So it expands upon what you would normally consider or expect to see for artists applying with, and it really does, it's open to artists of every medium.
Jackie, your piece is entitled Abstract Embroidery, and what people are going to see when they see this billboard is actually a photograph of a portion of a piece.
That's correct. So when I looked at the whole composition, knowing that it was going possibly to be a giant billboard, I had to think about what sections would actually be most interesting. So to zoom in on a section, I need to make sure that I was capturing the essence of the whole piece while still making sure that the composition of the cropped piece made sense and would translate onto a large scale, such as a billboard.
Aaron, let's go back to you. You live in the world of gallery spaces, and here you also are involved with this public art project that allows local artists a very, very big platform to display their work. Why is having a program like this important for the local arts community here in Peoria?
That's a great question, Jen. This is a program that was important to our community and to local artists even before the pandemic, because it enables artists and their artwork to reach our community members in a direct, impactful way. And the project literally turns the street into a gallery, which is so powerful because in doing so, it breaks down barriers and the artworks appear in front of our community members, and it becomes an arts experience that takes place in their everyday world. And with COVID-19, it's made the Sky Art program even more critical, because Sky Art is a live, safe arts experience that we can all have during these times. You can see the Sky Art artworks in person from your car, your bus ride, your bike ride, or while walking on foot. And the Sky Art artwork, they come directly to all of us in our community. We are confronted and exposed to high quality professional artworks in our own environment while venturing our own paths. And to come face to face with banner sized art presentations that can be unexpected, and an unintentional break that's fleeting. It's a quick drive by or a few moments at a stoplight with an artwork. And that really gives it its power. In a normal gallery, one's experience is intentional. You seek out the artwork, you go towards it. And with Sky Art, it is sudden. It cuts into your day, surprisingly. It disrupts our typical civic environment, and it can also resonate more because of that.
That was Erin Bezinski and Jackie Music speaking about the Sky Art Peoria project. Sky Art Peoria puts the work of five local artists on Adams outdoor billboards for a full year. Billboards will begin appearing throughout the Tri-County region starting June 8th. For more information about the artists and the works featured in Sky Art Peoria, visit artspartners.net/SkyArtPeoria. Jackie and Erin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jen.
Yeah, thank you, Jen. This was great.
And if you're looking for new ways to enjoy the music of local musicians, be sure to visit the Central Illinois Jazz Society's website, where now you can enjoy past concerts that have been posted and made available to the public. Featured musicians include the Nikki Malley Quintet, the CIJS House Band led by Larry Harms, the Judy Page Project, David Hoffman and Friends, and Jive Bag Live. To listen to these great performances, go to cijs.org/audio. You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.